Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. 248-539-9797. Good to be with you on a Wednesday. Sun's out and shining. Temperature's just going to keep climbing up and up and up. And hopefully that'll make for a nice weekend for people. And things are starting to open up slowly, measured, and hopefully safely in the state of Michigan. The COVID numbers from yesterday down, the new cases back to 435 yesterday. ABC News with a report that there's now evidence that you cannot be reinfected with COVID-19, that those were those ones that were first reported as retests were faulty tests. And I know that there's been some issues with some faulty tests here in the United States as well. But that was what's going on in South Korea. Some people, texters, pointed out there was that Navy ship where they thought people got reinfected. So I don't know what ABC had to address that. But either way, it certainly would be good news. And hopefully we'll now have some more evidence that you can build up an immunity to coronavirus, because that would help, Gator. And as you pointed out immediately, that'll help in the treatment, because you can get the plasma out of people that have antibodies.
Exactly. It would be fantastic news if that's true. And it would also confirm a lot of what people have thought all along. The science people, that with the predictability of viruses, which is pretty unpredictable, but one thing that's been pretty fast and true is that once you've got it, that you have some immunity to it. So let's hope that is the case.
Okay, so but, you know, we talked yesterday about the announcement the governor made that the Upper Peninsula and 19 counties up north will be open for 50% capacity, bars, restaurants, and shops, which is cool because, you know, it allows some commerce to start up again. It gives people something to do. It allows those businesses in those counties to start making money. And, you know, we've talked at great length about doing it safely. And as we learn more, we may become completely comfortable. Maybe the masks come off, or the gloves come off, or the 6-foot radius they say don't do that anymore. But that's what our health experts are telling us right now. But as restaurants start to open up again, and I look forward to getting back out there and supporting them, and hopefully, you know, in the Metro Detroit area, we can have the same rules apply soon if the numbers keep heading in the right direction. Gator, think back. When's the last time you sat down in a restaurant? Wow. What's the last meal you had in a restaurant before the coronavirus kind of shut us all down?
Wow. Actually, I do know. I know exactly where I was. Because I met a friend for dinner the night before everything went kaput. So it was at Streetside in Birmingham.
Okay.
And then I went for a nightcap, have a beer at a bar at 220 in Birmingham.
And little did you know at the time, right?
I had no idea. I mean, literally talking to my friend who was a bartender there, and I look up at the TVs that are up there, and I see basketball players walking off the court. I'm like, well, this is odd. Mm-hmm. And, that was the last night.
So we pretty much went into isolation as a family on March 13th. I believe it was March 16th was the first show, Gator, that we did in our current arrangement, which is one of us at home and the other one in the studio. The theory is if one of us gets sick, the other one will be able to carry on. And we got the 2-week periods to try and space it out in case somebody does get sick in the studio or whatever. For me, it was a Buffalo Wild Wings, which isn't all that exciting, but it is what it is. It's a regular stuff.
Well, it's staple for you and your family. You love it. It's great.
I mean, it's quick, easy. We know what we're getting. And you can usually find the game, whatever the game might be. But it was B-dubs. Kang, what was the last place you ate?
So I remember the last two places because they were back-to-back nights, and it was about a week after we got back from Florida and the spring training trip. And it's because it was with my mom, Red Lobster, and then the very next night we went with my mother-in-law at a Korean restaurant, I believe it was called Dae Jang Kyum in Troy. So that was the last time we sat down in a restaurant, and to be honest with you, there wasn't many people in there at all because I think this was starting to get around, you know, that the possible coronavirus and all that stuff. And so I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but I know it was a weeknight. And little did I know that would be the last time for a while that I'd be sitting down in a restaurant ordering food.
Yeah, because what was the day? Was it the 12th? I'm looking back in March. Was it Thursday, March 12th, was that the day that the Big Ten tournament where Michigan was warming up and then they came off the floor?
Had to be.
I think it was on a Thursday, right?
Yep.
So that was that night after. So Wednesday the 11th. Yeah, it was Wednesday the 11th because my friend Marlon's birthday is the 11th. Yeah, that's exactly what it was. The last night that I went to a restaurant or a bar.
All right, so 248-539-9797 or take a text at 97136. Everybody's got a last place they ate. The last restaurant they sat down in, last bar they went into. Think back. Can you remember what it was for yours? We're getting close. Feels like we're getting closer, and it's happening in part of the state. So chance for people to get out there, and if you do head up north to maybe, you know, get back into a bar or restaurant if you so choose. And look, if there's a lot of people that are feeling perfectly comfortable and think that this is overblown, there's no reason though why you can't simply follow the social distancing rules. You don't, you know, just because you're not worried about it, others are, and I'm sure you'll respect that, right? So, but if, you know, some people rush right back into restaurants, others, we got a text yesterday when we mentioned that up north was opening up in part. And somebody sent us a tweet that said, in chess, pawns go first. And I'm like, okay, guy. But, you know, if anybody wants, you know, that option is there if you want to go. Although it was pointed out by somebody yesterday, campgrounds and hotels and motels aren't open. So if you got to have a place to stay. And, of course, a lot of people around Metro Detroit have their own spot. But what is the place that you went to last?
I've got some good news. On a day that we want more good news, here's good news. Have you heard this?
It.
All right. Faygo. We love Faygo, right?
Oh,
Faygo officially announces the return of popular flavor pineapple orange, which has not been available in the Midwest for 15 years. 15 years is the first new flavor from Faygo since 2017. Now, prior, you could have gotten the pineapple orange in some southern states, but not in the Midwest. It hasn't been here for 15 years. I remember pineapple orange. I enjoyed pineapple orange. I'm glad it's back.
Gator, this is interesting because I'm not a big pop guy, but I will tell you, when I was a kid, everybody, like word would travel. Hey, the Open Pantry, which was the store down in the corner everybody went to, they got pineapple orange. Oh, it got pineapple orange. Everybody wanted the pineapple orange. When I was a kid, pineapple orange was a big deal. So much so that I think I might have to sample a Faygo pineapple orange if I come across one.
Oh, yeah.
That's good news.
That is great news.
Gator, I know you love the cocktail mix and use pineapple juice. Does that go well? Does this pineapple orange pop? Because it's, you know, carbonated, of course. Does this go well with the tequila for you?
Well, I'm going to have...
because it hasn't been around so long.
I haven't had it in 15 years, and 15 years ago I was not really a tequila drinker. So I would imagine it would be pretty tasty with that. Yeah, I mean.
Something you bring on the boat?
Maybe.
I think it sounds fantastic, Gator. I think it sounds wonderfully exotic. I think it just reeks of spring break. I'm all on board.
Top to begin with, and do I need to add liquor to make it better? nope, I don't have to, but I might be willing to try.
There you go. 248-539-9797, asking you, what is the last bar or restaurant that you went into? We're getting closer. It feels like we're getting closer as, you know, some areas have opened up north. And around Metro Detroit, it could happen as well. But we're wondering, what's the last bar or restaurant you were at? From Doug Rose on Twitter, the day the state shut down restaurants, probably irresponsibly, my friend and I went to Mexican Fiesta and were the only ones there. It's where we are headed the day the state opens back up. Love it, Doug. Love it. You open the quarantine with a trip to Mexican Fiesta, and you'll close the quarantine with a trip to Mexican Fiesta.
I remember my friend and I both commented that night of our last supper, if you will, that we both thought that the restaurant was going to be easy to get a table at, because hey, you know, things are starting to get a little dicey here, a lot of caution going around, but the place was packed. We ended up sitting at the bar and ate our dinner there. Little do we know, the next day, everything changed.
Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Good to be with you here on a what's shaping up to be a very nice Wednesday. A lot of feedback coming in asking people, what's the last restaurant or bar you were at? We inch closer to maybe some restrictions being lifted. Look forward to that happening. And the science saying that, hey, it's a go. It's go time, people. It is up north and it is in the UP. So if you're headed that direction, you might get a chance to go back into a bar or restaurant if you so choose. But Gator, we're asking, where's the last spot you were? 248-539-9797.
Rick is in Warren. Rick, welcome to the 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Rick. Rick.
I my last meal when this all came down, so 4 o'clock, I believe, was the deadline for what the governor said, restaurants should close. So my wife and I went to Osaka Steakhouse in Macomb Township. I ordered the Sea of Japan and about $70 worth of sushi. I pigged out, and once this opens up, that's where I'm headed.
What's in the Sea of Japan?
That one is, so you get your shrimp, you get scallop, and then you also get swordfish.
Oh, nice.
Wow.
Like, is this like a hibachi place? They cook it up in front of you? Awesome.
Oh, yeah. The yum yum sauce is the best at that place. I'm telling you,
I can vouch for Rick. I've been there. It's good.
it's phenomenal. It is phenomenal.
Sounds good. Now I'm hungry.
Now you're hungry.
Yeah. Thanks, Rick. Kang, is it okay if I follow you home and you're gonna hit the griddle tonight?
Oh, the griddle's happening a lot the next couple of days with the weather finally being nice. And yes, I know you can do it, and you don't have to. It doesn't have to be great weather, but for me, it is part of the experience when you cook outdoors, is having the birds chirping, the sun, the nice, you know, nice soft breeze.
About the yum yum sauce, and
the yum yum sauce is gonna be out.
Shrimp and scallops.
Love the hibachi, man.
Kang, one of the best things you do is the short videos that you send out of your hibachi, of your grill.
I think that's the only thing people remember me for, Doug.
It's the only thing
I do.
The funny thing about that, didn't you tweet that out at one point? Or did you just tell us that your legacy, when this is all said and done, might be for the grill?
Oh, yeah. I could be in radio for the next 10 years and a total of like 20-some years. And the only thing anyone will ever remember me for, if anything at all, will be the griddle. And I'm okay with that, actually.
Well, I'll be remembered as the kale eating, bike helmet wearing freak show, so feel good. Dan and Warren, Pizzeria Uno, probably March 13th or 14th. Last restaurant was La Trarira Brewery in Porto, Portugal on 310. That's why I couldn't read it. From Jason in Dearborn.
Try it again.
La Traria.
All right.
Latraria. La Traria Brewery. It's in Portugal. March 7th, Arts and Jake's in Washington, Michigan to watch UFC 248. I miss being out. That's from Bill working at home. Love the show. I miss being out too, Gator. It's so funny. Just like the mental cap to a day when you're going to a restaurant or bar. Like that's not at the end of any of our days anymore, right?
Right.
It's so... It's just, so weird.
I just thought it is because when I've noticed, and look, this is not any rocket science here. We all figured this out. When it's nice out, people like to go outside.
Yeah.
And like when it has been nicer out in the past month or two, you see a lot more people walking in the neighborhood. I kind of feel like just setting up a table and a chair and sitting there with some beer at the end of my driveway watching people walk past.
I mean, you could put a bucket with some ice and some beer at the end of your, like 6 feet away from you, and say, if you want a beer.
No. I'm just saying for myself, just to enjoy the parade that walks past. Maybe have some tunes out there. I think that would be interesting. But if I were to walk past something like that, I would love it.
I wonder if anybody else did this. And this happened when I played golf. You get done with a round of golf and you're like, all right, time to go home.
Anybody?
There's no, like, you can't go to the bar and have a beer. That,
there's no
talk about
hole.
The round, right? The recap. You know, there's none of the recap.
And I mean, correct if I'm wrong, but I thought we had heard that there were most, well, I shouldn't say the country clubs I had heard that they weren't going to have like halfway houses open. So can you still get a hot dog at the turn?
I think that's probably club to club. But I don't know. Mm. Last place I was at, Jimmy's Coney Island in Sterling Heights. That's from an unnamed texter. The head coach for Savannah State is Sean Quinn, first season 2019. Any relation to Bob Quinn?
Well, let's hope.
Well,
that way there's a.
I'm just.
You've got that.
I've been to both of their bios.
Yeah. Oh.
There's no mention of a NFL GM brother or a college football coach brother.
Where is this guy from?
However, I didn't think to do that. Bob Quinn was born in Norwood, Massachusetts, went to high school in Norwood. So he grew up in Norwood. Sean Quinn's bio only lists a phone number and an email address.
Listen, Quinn is a very unique name, probably not shared by many. So it's probably a better than 80% chance that they are related. Right?
Better than 80%.
Probably,
huh?
Better than 80%.
Yeah. I can't find where Sean Quinn grew up, so I'll keep working on it.
Well, we'll know now, because in 2 years he'll be coaching in the Big Ten.
In the pictures, if you look at the pictures and were to tell me they were brothers, it wouldn't look ridiculous to me. I wouldn't say it was impossible.
Oh, here comes the stretch.
There was a player who was a first-round pick from that conference. Tyrone Poole, Fort Valley State, went to the Carolina Panthers in 1995 from the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference that our boy Auni Alshafi plays in.
There you go.
I have not watched the draft or anything that has to do with the MJ special. I'm surprised at how much I don't miss sports until now. I am all in with this kid. That's from Dave in California.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.